Indeed. Okay, it's been a busy old week, hasn't it? And the last hour of the 9 till noon show of the week is where we sort of disengage a little bit as much as we possibly can. And for some, clearly, it is not possible. But just from the trials and tribulations of life, and try and take some comfort in the loving arms of our televisions, the cinema or the stage. And to that end, we're joined in studio by two guests, Michael Leddy, who blogs and writes, and Fionnuala Rabbit, who Fionnuala's. Hello.
Both of just you, watches a lot of TV.
Thank you both very much for joining us here on the 9 till noon show.
Great,
it's all very exciting because you're going to be in the presence of a €10,000 winner. None of you have watched yet, or have you, Who is Aaron Carter on Netflix?
No.
No, I did watch a few minutes of it when it was on TV.
What? It's old, isn't it?
As far as I'm aware, it's a UTV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was on Virgin.
Okay, it's very good. It's only got 6 out of 10 across IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes, but it's really good. It's a great show.
Is it not already been done, though? Do you remember there was the one that we watched that we weren't that mad about? The woman was, again, had a daughter. They were in the cafe. They were sitting in a cafe and then somebody attacks them and then they... Set in America.
Is it a single person's name? Is it that show?
I think so. Right, it was set in America. Do you remember? And then she ends up kind of being on the run. There's a whole thing about whether or not she was.
Be that as it may,
and FBI, listen, CIA, something like that.
You make a good point, but this is done very well. There's some really interesting relationships and storylines, and it's good. I thought it was really good. It's only 7 episodes, but it's a great character, isn't it? And what I liked is he went, they're not going to, you know, there's a plot hole. And they filled it straight away with the next question, which I thought was great. And also in the first series, there's
wrote this.
In the first series, no, in the first episode of the series too.
There's no drone footage, though,
but they do scramble for a gun, which is something I mentioned
last week.
You always
like a scramble.
Yeah, yes. In the first. No, yes, yes. Though. Right, anyway. So
do they have any scenes where one person is in focus and the person beside them is not?
No, but there's plenty of drones in it anyway.
Oh, that's good to know, because I have to say, I just assumed I'd seen it.
No,
do you know what I mean?
It's a very good show. Really good, strong characters, interesting little relationships that are in there. And watched it over 2 nights, thought it was great. There's so much trash on the table.
There is.
Oh, God.
Come across something that's middle.
Yeah.
It's not top tier. But it's certainly
But it does
well
its job.
It does its job. Yeah, it does it well. Mm. And it kind of sets up for a new series. I'm not sure if they're going to do it. Right, okay. So tomorrow is International Cinema Day or
it
National
is.
Cinema Day?
Oh.
Is it international or national? Be that as it may, nationally, cinemas are offering seats for €4. Doesn't matter what the film is, what the seats are, whatever. Our local cinemas, of course, are involved in that. We were talking to Mark from Century Cinema yesterday about this. Right, Sound of Freedom. Finally.
Now, have you ever heard of this, Greg?
Sound of Freedom is a film that you have watched, and I want to hear you talk about it, but I want to set it up a little because it's a little bit weird. I thought, there's an awful lot of talk about this film, so I went on the internet to see what everyone was talking about. And it's a film where people are saying it's a great film that haven't watched it. This is a fantastic film. I can't wait to see it, okay? Now, you're going to tell us what it's really about, but what I didn't realise is that it's like... This is not to say anyone in Ireland is of this view, but people who support MAGA and who believe child exploitation, child trafficking is being covered up and not talked about, they need to see this film. There's a presumption that anyone who doesn't see the film is not aware of the awful problem of child trafficking and child abuse, and as if they don't care because they haven't seen this film. Now, that was the online discourse, which I thought, right, okay, unbelievable. But what about the film itself, or even talking to that conversation, Fionnuala Rabbit first?
Well, they're kind of two, for me, they're two separate things, because I went in to watch this movie waiting for what stirred the controversy. And to be honest, nothing in the movie stirs the controversy that you see online. And it seems to be that not the characters in the movie, but the actual real life personalities of both the person that's portrayed, the real life person that's portrayed, and also the actor that portrays him seems to have interfered with with the movie itself and with people's perception of the movie itself, but to the benefit of the movie. So this is a small independent movie. It cost about 14.5 million, which, you know, to you and I sounds like a lot of money, but in movie terms is basically your child's, you know,
it's nothing.
Pocket
money. Yeah, it's very little money. There has been, in the first kind of week or so that it was out, or over the first weekend, it made like 100 million. So it's creating massive box office thing. But it's also creating an awful lot of backlash as well with it, because there's two different things that are going on with it. One is that the money that came together for this was crowdsourced. Now, that's happening with a lot of independent movies, but in this, they're kind of saying that the reason why that happened is there was roadblocks. Roadblocks are put
Hollywood,
in the way.
Hollywood is involved. This is the premise of it. Hollywood is so involved and entrenched and complicit in the abuse of children and children trafficking that they would never, ever, ever talk about this story. And that finally it took this brave, independently crowd-forced film, crowd-funded film, to shine a light on this as if everybody else is oblivious to it. That's what I don't get about it.
Well, that's because when you watch the movie and then at the end of the movie, there is a little thing comes up in the corner and it says, hang on for a special message. Hold on for a special message. So, you know, we're big comic book people. We love a good we love a good teaser at the end of a movie.
The credits.
And I was like, what the heck are they going to tease in this movie? And you come on and Jim Cavezzi, which I'm probably mispronouncing his name, he comes on and he proceeds to tell you that unless you donate money to the production company in order to give out free tickets to allow people who can't afford to see this movie, you're basically not interested in stopping
complicit.
Yeah, you're just you don't care about all these millions and millions and millions of child sex traffickers. And if it wasn't for this movie, nobody would know anything about it. And through watching this movie, we are together stopping this awful thing that is happening.
That's a false premise to begin with, though, because, I mean, everybody's aware of this stuff. Everybody is opposed to it.
Of course.
Well, it does. It goes without saying, but I'm forced to say it because the position is if you don't support it or you don't watch it or you don't like it, then in some way you're a groomer or something. Do you know what I mean? It's almost in that space.
That seems to be the discussion around the movie. You know what I mean? Is that now the other thing is that, and we were Googling it on the way home, like, where's the money going? So they made 100 million in the first weekend, and the people who donated or crowdsourced the funding, I don't know how that, whether that's called an investment or donation or whatever it is, apparently they've gotten their money back. That's the way that it is when you invest in these things. But then after that, then where's all the money going?
I think they're up to 185 now, aren't they? 185 million now, yeah.
But we wouldn't ask that question of any other film.
No, but this question, but this movie is saying to you that by going and buying your ticket, by supporting this movie, by, like, you, I, when you go to this movie, and it's happened in America, and I'm sure it's happened here as well, I don't know the connection with the cinemas, but you can actually buy tickets for other people. So that if I wanted to go and see this movie and I didn't have the price of a cinema ticket, I can just rock up to the cinema and take a free spot. So, and it encourages you to donate towards, which basically is to the production company, in order to stop. The way he sort of phrases it is that it's in order to stop.
But does this then, okay... So taking away sort of the polarization, although it's not, we're all united in this. Do you think this in any way, the more people that might see it, Fionnuala, and we're going to come to you specifically on this as well, that it might actually, do you think people might be woken up to this and motivated to put pressure on politicians to say we need to be taking this issue more seriously? Maybe it's they're trying to address an apathy amongst the general population.
To be honest, okay, look at you have the controversy and then you have the movie. The movie itself,
can we not do the movie yet? Just do the controversy. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's stick with the controversy. Then, to be honest, well, it sort of falls into one thing with the other because, to be honest, I didn't really get it. That's not really what I got from the story. But I do think, obviously, people will be talking about it. It is a movie that you would be talking about as you're kind of walking out. Because, yes, we are all aware of it, but obviously when you're watching it on a screen and that kind of thing, where it does kind of bring it into a conversation. So it does bring it more to the fore of a conversation. Does it in any way sort of tell you or say to you, oh God, I should be contacting, you know, the World Health Federation or whoever? I don't even know who you should be contacting.
Understood.
And sort of putting pressure on. Are there organisations that you can, you know, join and sign up, like NATO or any of those kind of things where they're working hard on it, or UNICEF or anything like that? It doesn't give you any of that kind of information. Okay.
I would have thought, listen, I'm not, I have no skin in the game here. I haven't seen, I would have thought though that if you wanted as many people to see this as possible, is that you publish it for free on YouTube.
That's exactly,
anyway, we'll get to the proper film review because a lot of people, it's around 6, 7 out of 10 for a lot of critics, so what do you want to talk to, Michael? Do you want to talk, did it move you
the film itself, just taking the film as a film, right, and forgetting the controversy for a second? It to me is a very average thriller. It felt like a TV movie, or I would even go so far as to say it felt, like I said this to you, I said to Fionnuala outside, it's like a TV pilot. It felt like the first case that this character would take on, where he tracks down a specific missing pair of children. And you almost feel, I almost felt like, oh, I might check it out again next Thursday night and see what the next case is like, see if it's any better. So it feels like a procedural in the sense that it feels like he's solving a case. And with that, all that that implies, and it's not that big, it's not that exciting, it's way too long for what it is. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes for a story. Like I say about a lot of movies, that's like 90 minutes is the max you would need to tell this story. It's not an action movie. There's really no action in it until near the end. And even then, that's very realistic type of action. It's not Mission Impossible. It's not all that kind of, you know. But it's a dull, slow-moving... It's largely based on true incidents. It's largely based on a true story. It's heavily fictionalized. But that, to me, isn't any great red flag, because every film you see that's based on a true story, when you look it up, you'll see it's heavily fictionalized, and that's just to make a story better. So certain things are accentuated and made more exciting. But there's a lot of truth in this movie. Tim Ballard is a real person. Mm. And he did do quite a lot of the things that are depicted in this movie. Mm-hmm. Not quite as dramatically and not quite as succinctly. And the other characters, there's a character called Vampiro, you know, just randomly. That's a real person. Yeah. It was a real guy.
So, I mean, obviously we've been receiving quite a lot of communications over the last couple of months saying, why aren't you reviewing this? Why, as if in some way we might be trying to suppress it.
Yes.
Use when and watch it the first time. Now, I want to go and get a proper review from Fionnuala, but do you understand why some people might feel that this film is being buried for a reason or other?
Yes, I think there is a narrative around it. And I mean, Jim Caviezel himself, the lead, and people connected with the film have endorsed a narrative which leads people to believe that a movie like this is going to be buried by the Hollywood elites.
Hollywood won't make this
film. Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of cases you can put against that and pro that. One of the things I would say, and I think it's great for me to say this because I've often said this, the subject matter of this film, right, the idea that it's groundbreaking, I find that I have been a fan of a show that's been on for 23 seasons called Law and Order Special Victims Unit. At least once a season, sometimes twice a season, they will go into this exact specific subject matter. And for my money, they will do it better.
Okay.
Much stronger and much more emotive. The thing about this film last night is I wasn't emotionally connected. I wasn't, and I am prime.
You're just watching it as a film, obviously.
Yeah, but I could watch a Law and Order episode and have done, which would have the similar thing. And I'd be quite misty-eyed at the end. I'd be like, oh, can Olivia get those kids out? Mm. But I wasn't feeling this last night.
So, sorry for interrupting you, Fionnuala.
No, you're
so
right.
Just as a film then, how would you, what was your experience?
Yeah, I agree with Mike. First of all, it was about half an hour too long. Mm-hmm. But as I said, so was Indiana Jones. So, you know, they seem to be set on this time frame now with movies. The thing is, you go into it waiting for what's the big controversial moment, and then that doesn't happen. And it's very plodding then, because you're just constantly waiting. There's a lot of it, as Mike says, it kind of makes you feel, you know, at one point he's arresting a guy, and then kind of like 5 minutes later there he's taken the guy he's arrested into his confidence, and your man is committing more crimes on his behalf to get him further down the road with this. And you're like, I'm sorry, this guy that arrests you, 5 minutes later you're like, oh yeah, no, you totally only arrested me because you're stuck in this job.
I trust you.
Yeah, I trust you and all this kind of thing. I'm definitely going to procure a small child for you. They, like, it's very, and some of the procurement and stuff with the kids.
No, there was some of the audience weren't happy with that. It was clearly some of the language was actually being used in front of these child actors.
Yeah, there was a few bits of that you just kind of felt. I don't know if they were going to do it. You'd nearly kind of say they should have gone further with it or not gone there at all. Mm-hmm. The way they kind of left it, kind of hanging in strange places sometimes where something, it sort of left you feeling uncomfortable.
I thought it was quite sanitised sometimes. I mean, you did see a lot of children crying. You see a lot of tear-stained faces, and you see them being shouted at and bullied a lot. But it's not salacious or sleazy. They don't go there ever.
Really the way this is being marketed is that you need to watch this, and if you don't watch it, then there's something up with you.
Yes.
And then for a lot of people, it's simply a film and they'll judge it on it. Because what's going to happen in about 5 years, this is going to pop up on ITV4 and people will watch it and won't know any of the marketing that's gone along with it.
And it'll just be viewed
in a completely different way.
Context, exactly.
So just in terms of it then as a film, before we take a break, because we have a big business to do today, what would you give it out of 10, Fionnuala?
Yeah, I probably would agree with the critics, I have to say, just looking at it as a film. It's fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? You'll sit there, you watch. It's too long, same way as I would say, as I said, about other movies. But, you know, Jim Caviezel, or whatever, however you pronounce his name, he's very earnest. If anybody's ever seen him in anything, you know, he talks like that when he's speaking. So it's all very... He means it deeply.
He's very, yes.
Everything that happens to him, he means deeply. He constantly has a tear in his eye as he's going through.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
He's moved and touched by all of the...
Well, this is what's said at the end of the film. Shall we listen just to a little bit? I can't play it all because of time constraints.
Yes. Sound of Freedom is one of those films that can legitimately change this world. So we want to ignite a fire in audiences and open their eyes to the dark reality of millions of children that need our help. Let's make this film a historic event and the start, the end of child trafficking. Theaters across this country are already selling out. Pre-order your tickets today and you can send the message.
Yeah, so you can see, I think, I'm not sure if that's the exact thing that's played out at the end of the film.
That's an exact, and you think that is very, worthy. But nowhere can you figure out as in how watching this movie is actually doing that.
Yes, yeah.
There's no list of foundations or organisations, even Jim Ballard, the one, this character,
I presume they might have a distrust of the established
There's no list given.
NGOs.
They have.
Yes.
If you get where I'm going.
That's what it is. I don't know, but there's no, even their own, even the organisation that Jim Ballard run isn't listed as in you can donate.
Yeah, and he's now left that group under very, I've only found this out this morning, he's no longer associated with the group he set up.
Six
out of 10 from me as well. I mean, and when I give Anthony a 6, you know, I'm like saying it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, the same with me. I would say, like, there's nothing wrong with watching it. I probably would have preferred to watch it at home on your TV.
Yeah, even it's a TV movie.
Don't watch it on your... He actually says
it, yeah.
Oh, no, you need to be watching this in the cinema where you have no distractions and you can fully contemplate the horror that is. But it kind of reminds you a little bit of Taken. You know, that kind of way, and it sort of reaches that point where you're a bit, I don't know.
All right, that's fascinating. Honest reviews, as I say. I suspect neither of the three of us are fully invested in the actual real divisional sort of ideology either side of all of this, other than what we've probably come across, because it seems very American orientated. Yeah. But anyway, that's interesting. That is finally The Sound of Freedom. It's in Century Cinemas and elsewhere as well, and it will be very well attended, and it will speak to a big audience. But some people might just...
And you can't deny that, like Oppenheimer, it's a talking point film.
Yeah.
You know, whether you agree or disagree, it's something to go to the cinema and then maybe go to the pub and chat about afterwards, or you know,
and, one of the facts that comes out in it is that apparently there's more people.
What about I meet you in the pub afterwards?
But one of the points that comes out is, like I said, apparently there's more people in slavery now than there was when slavery was actually legal.
Yeah,
in the world.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Which is an astronomical figure. And I suppose in one sense, the movie is correct in saying maybe we should be sitting down and saying, why the tip of our tongue know the name of an organisation?
But there are thousands of women and men effectively slaves in this country right now, working in the sex industry, working in labour as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not
prevalent.
It's a huge issue here in this vicinity where we are. There's people working very horrible jobs that they don't want to. Okay, back with more after these.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
And very shortly, one of you is going to be €10,000 richer. If you want to watch the draw, by the way, get onto our YouTube channel right now, Highland Radio Ireland, where you can watch it live. We've been streaming since 9. Where have you been? That's on your smart TV, your Fire Stick, and all your other devices. We're on Facebook as well, Highland Hub, Highland Radio News and Sport. But now we cross to beautiful Dunfanaghy, because the Jazz and Blues Festival is running from the 7th to the 10th of September 2023. Eamon McFadden and Aisleen Arnold, are you there?
We are indeed, Greg.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Is there anything better musically, arguably, than jazz? It's a broad church. There's all different types of music, but there's very little better, is there? I don't know. It's going to be a great 3 or 4 days, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt, Greg. It's, as you say, it's hard to beat live music in kind of any form and format that it comes in. And I suppose over the years, Dunfanaghy Jazz and Blues, it's kind of, I suppose it nearly exceeds the terms of the name itself now, because they get all sorts of music at it, really. You know, jazz, blues rock is very prevalent as well, and it's a real crowd pleaser as well. But there's kind of a scope for everything in it as well. So there's, I suppose, all in all, there's probably nearly 70 gigs over the 4 days.
And Aisleen, how is it set out across the town?
So I suppose, Greg, there's 9 venues, and it's spread out over the course of the weekend. So there's music essentially happening all day, every day. It starts on Thursday evening at 5 p.m. and it runs right through until Monday, and the last gig is 9 p.m. And I suppose over the middle of the weekend there in particular, as I said, there's daytime gigs right through all venues, and it's you know, it's absolutely fantastic because you can walk to all the venues, and it's, you know, a brilliant asset to the village now at this time of the year.
Yes, Aisleen, it comes just at, doesn't it, the, you know, the end of the season now. We hope the season's extended ever closer to Halloween. But, you know, the big numbers are fading somewhat now. This just comes at a really good time as a boost for the area and the surrounding areas as well, because people will stay in the locality just at the right time, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is a huge for tourism in the area. And as you rightly said, the surrounding areas, because people just don't come to Dunfanaghy for this festival. They stay in Creasla, Downing, Svalcarra, and, you know, so the surrounding areas are getting a spin off from this as well, which is absolutely fantastic. Extending the season, as you said, is so vitally important, because it would have typically here in Dunfanaghy been a huge drop off at the end of the summer months. So something like this is keeping the crowds coming to the area, which we're absolutely delighted about.
Now, Eamon, we have some of the best people in these genres living and operating in and around the Northwest. And of course, then you can welcome and host people then from further afield. So there's a fantastic array of artists performing all of these gigs over the 4 days.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg, you're right. There's the best of all the local talent that we have here in Donegal, and there's plenty of that. That's a great basis to get the thing going. We have national acts coming across. We have some bands from Cork, Dublin, coming from everywhere. But we've got a few artists as well coming from overseas this year, which has always been the case since the festival more or less got going. Porter McClister's coming in from Nashville for it. Mr. Castle, he's originally from Venezuela, so he's touring here as well. And there's even the likes of the Frank Carberry Blues Band are bringing a real deal blues harmonica player from Chicago who's coming to join them. And he's just a friend of theirs. They were playing anyway, so he's coming to join. So I think the lure of the festival maybe is helping to attract a few bigger names for us as well, which we're very grateful for.
Yeah, fantastic. It's really establishing itself. And it's not going to cost people an absolute fortune to go and enjoy the cream of the crop here, is it, Aisling?
No, absolutely not. I would say it's one of the only live music festivals that is a free event. There's one ticketed event throughout the course of the weekend, but everything else is absolutely free of charge. So I think that's a huge selling point for the area as well and for the festival itself.
And it's not just the music. Obviously, the music is critical. It's the buzz of something like this that it brings with it as well. That's what's going to be in and around Dunfanaghy from the 7th to the 10th. There's going to be some brilliant music, but there's going to be a cracking buzz as well.
Absolutely. And there's a spin-off there for the rest of the businesses within the area as well. It's not just, you know, the music venues themselves. Drawing that crowd to the area again. And as you said, the buzz is absolutely fantastic, and it always is. And if the weather holds up for us, it's even better again.
Right. Well, it is going to hold up. I'm confident it is. Well, I hope so.
Anyway,
good
work, Greg, good man.
Eamon, if it's me, I'd just turn up and sort of happenstance different gigs and what have you. But people, aficionados too, are going to want to plan what to go and see and what to watch. So is there a program available or a place people can go to find out what's on where?
Yeah, the way it is, Greg, with the nature of the free event, we have a full program of events that it's one of the few things we charge for, which is just €2 for a program, and that goes towards supporting the event. As I said, there's almost 70 free concerts here, so it's one thing. So we are putting out some information on all the bands on our social media as the time goes on, but really we're asking if people could support us with just a couple of euros to buy a program when they get here. That'll really detail all the venues, the times, the artists and everything out there. And it makes for a good souvenir as well.
Well, that's it. We've lost the art of keepsakes and souvenirs. A lovely thing to have in €2. You're not... And do you know what? I didn't say as part of my question that all the events were free, bar the one, of course, because I couldn't believe it. But you've confirmed it in the answer yourself. So it's amazing. And I hope you have a fantastic few days. And hopefully we'll get to go up ourselves and have a look around and listen to some brilliant music. It is the Jazz and Blues Festival, Dunfanaghy. It's running from the 7th to the 10th of September. Eamon McFadden, Aisling Arnold, both of you, thank you so very much indeed for your time.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Greg. Take care of yourself.
I hope to get up there. I really do, if I can get planning permission. Right, we'll be back with more after this break. And not only more, €10,000 more. I see you. I see you all creeping onto the social media to watch the big draw. Either you're all very excited or you don't trust Fionnuala. I would say it's the first.
It's the latter.
Now in the process of, we're going to be doing the draw now. So if you want to watch it, as I say, listen, you're more than welcome. Stay where you are in Radio Land. But if you want to watch it, highlandradio.com is the website. Watch live there or YouTube Highland Radio Ireland. I'm going to go with Ireland. Right, Fionnuala. So this is it now, the culmination, the €10,000. We've already had four lucky winners now of the €2,500, and now it's the big one.
They've been great. The winners have been spread across the county as well, which is always good. It's good to see that it's diverse through our listenership and that in the area. You're very lucky, this 10,000, because my cousin's husband is trying to get me to go on a cruise to South America, which coincidentally would be in or around that kind of money.
I don't know what way. You can't do things to make money for yourself so you can go on cruises. It is a competition for our listeners, and we give the money
but
to
I
our listeners.
But I was tempted.
No, you can't
I was
be
tempted,
tempted
to think that and Mary McGilligitty from I was trying to find where would be a remote area.
Yeah, but
people,
knowing you, you'd be Joanna Rabbit from Galway.
No,
I
was trying to think
through.
What's a really remote area in Donegal where nobody would know that Mary McGilligitty doesn't actually live there and hasn't actually won the money?
Right, okay.
I really want to see South America, Greg. It's not fair.
Well, you're going to have to get a credit union loan like the rest of us. Right, we are going to be using this camera.
Perfection.
So if you want to position yourself as such. So Fionnuala now is going to her. She's cleaning off the trombola, if you don't mind.
Okay. It's my favourite colour. All right, give it a wish round just to make sure that everybody knows. Pray the door doesn't go on me.
Okay, and it has been heavily rotated. And
All right.
Yeah, ready to go. We're watching you. Unscrewed it.
And then I broke it.
I managed to do that this morning without incident.
I know.
Sean Quinn work. Was out. Do you have to undo the screw slightly?
Maybe.
Yes.
Oh, there
that's
we go.
It. Okay. Now open her up. And right. Fionnuala now is looking away and okay. placing the hand in. Someone is on the verge of winning 10,000
sure
euro.
And the winner is?
The number, let me see, 2773. 2773. If you want to edge a little bit closer so everyone can pick
absolutely.
That up. Absolutely. 2773. That number is associated with a name. And perfect. That person, I was going to say you can put it back in now, but that's the last of the draws. That person, whoever it might be, 2773, is just about to win or has just won 10,000 euro. Are you all right there?
Oh, yeah.
You seem to be shifting around.
It doesn't like to be too far away from
Well, I wanted to. Exactly.
Well, I positioned this camera over here.
So I didn't have to move.
Right. All right. So, I'm not going to ask you. You're going to buy a comic or some crap like that. There.
I know.
Well, so that's what you do with the 10,000.
Nothing.
I would buy a comic, yeah. What would I do with it? I don't
First
know.
First edition spider.
Well, I would donate to the Send Fionnuala to South America fund.
You would
me. Everybody should donate to it. It'd be awesome. Mm. It's part of my How to Be a Tyrant. This is why I'm watching those programs on Netflix.
You're not finished watching that. Is that not over?
How to Be a Cult Leader. I have finished them, yeah. They're both
so have you
very
taken notes?
Educational. I know, but this is all how I can start my own fundraising.
You would go on this cruise. That's just cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big believer in that money that falls into your lap should be blown.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm very much, yeah.
But two of the four winners of the 2.5 grand so far, at least two and a half, the two that I've been privy to that I've heard, one had just come back on holidays and one this morning was actually currently on holiday.
Oh,
but
oh
it is a popular time to go on holiday, don't get me wrong, but it was just an interesting aside. So we'll see if we can get the winner on. As I say, it's not part of the competition. You don't have to come on and answer after three rings or anything. That money is yours now, but it would be lovely to share the love with you. Yeah. 07491 25,000 if you want to call us if we can't get through to you. Right, shall I get to some comments and then we'll take a break. Mm-hmm. Ferris Bueller's Day Off with Donegal man Matthew Broderick as it's a classic 80s film. Tonight, strangely enough, after midnight in film four, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is a comedy of my youth, and there's a handful. I thought it was amazing. I wanted to steal my parents' car. I thought it was okay to do so. I didn't. But,
who
do you
didn't
know?
Think that you could put the car in reverse and the odometer would go backwards?
No.
It just was awesome.
You know what I think Aaron Carter's going to be? I think Aaron Carter's going to be a water cooler show that lots of people enjoy and they tell other people about it. A listener says, Aaron Carter was excellent. I thought great characters and twists. Looking forward to series two. Hopefully grows on you as it goes on. I'll give it 8 out of 10. It does grow on you. The lead character is, she's endearing, there's something about her. She's got a daughter who they've got a really interesting relationship. And the daughter's a brilliant actress. She's got a neighbour who has a really sort of complex and funny and interesting and sort of almost real but lovely relationship. Her husband, it feels very real. You know what I mean? It's a good, good show. I don't want to overstate it either. Another caller says, I'm watching Who is Aaron Carter? Excellent programme. Eilish in Ealing. See you on Sunday. Hi, Eilish. Eilish. E-I-L-I-S-H. Eilish. Because Eilish would be A-I-S-L.
No, E-I is pronounced A, I think.
Oh, McDonald. Anyway, Eilish, I look forward to seeing you in Ealing as well because we're broadcasting live from the Irish Vintage show.
Why do I never get invited to these things? Michael and I could totally go out there and do the show.
You need
there.
To do what other people do, invite themselves. hi, Sean. I didn't see you there, Sean. Sorry, I genuinely didn't see you there. By coincidence, I should mention, Sean Quinn's coming with us tonight as well.
A very valuable use of his time.
Yes, indeed. And we're broadcasting live from 12 noon to 2 p.m.
I know, it's always a good event.
Exactly. And as I say, there's so many people from our part of the world over there.
Mm. It's always amazing when you go over there, you see so many, so many Donegal people. But then you meet Donegal people everywhere.
Of course.
It's kind of one of the things that came up even after.
Even when you don't want to.
Yeah.
Little sneaky trip away, you know.
I don't know what you'd be doing. Mine is all above board.
Right.
But you always meet them everywhere.
Shall we announce our winner? The person is not available to speak to us, but that's fine. As I say, it's not pot. Where am I here now? One second. I had a song lined up. It's disappeared, had though. Still haven't fully worked out that new system. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Noreen McCafferty.
Lovely.
Bought her ticket for another McCafferty.
Oh.
And they're from Killy Laston in Letterkenny. It's number Dara, thank you. Dara McCafferty, Killy Laston, Letterkenny, ticket number 2773. Congratulations to Dara McCafferty, whose name was on the ticket. That ticket was bought by Noreen McCafferty. So earlier on, we had another ticket bought by a person going to someone close to them.
Yeah.
Dara McCafferty has just won €10,000. We'll
wow,
still try
fantastic.
And see if they'll come on before the end of the show. But as I say, you don't have to. That money is there now and we'll get it to you. So just to recap again, ticket number 2773 was purchased by Noreen McCafferty and that ticket was bought for Dara McCafferty, Killy Laston, Letterkenny, who now has €10,000. Feels amazing, doesn't it?
Oh, mm-hmm. my, I know, it's fantastic.
Lovely. Okay, brilliant stuff.
Brilliant.
And
it's
that's it. That's
money.
The end of the mega summer cash draw giveaway.
That's
we
it.
Gave the money away on the first day of autumn. I presume it's a coincidence. We don't really have that level of complexity in our thoughts, do we? That we
I like the idea that we do, though.
Yeah.
We could totally be fine.
You could spin it so that you did. You were like, well, we set out to do this.
Well, I'll tell you what.
12 months
no,
ago.
I was thinking more about back to school.
When
I'm
we
saying,
edit
that's
this,
kind of,
when we edit yeah. this, we'll pretend
when
that
it goes out live.
Purpose.
Yeah, when it goes out live later.
When it goes out live later.
Yeah,
okay. Now, as well, before I take a break, I'm inviting you to join John and our team at Homeland Agri in Creasla. It's their open day today, and the weather is lovely for it as well. It's really still, and as the day progresses, it's only going to get brighter. It's running from 10 a.m, so it's underway now, and it's running until 4 p.m. And the team at Homeland Agri Creasla and us are inviting you to come down and receive great offers in store, refreshments, advice from their experienced team, spot prices, and so much more. So if you're in the area, come and say hello. We genuinely would love to see you. Niamh's down there. Kevin's down there, and of course the man himself, John Breslin. It's around the northwest, live from Creasla today. Come down, say hello, give us a wave, and all that jazz. At Homeland Agri in Creasla, they're going to have great offers in store, refreshments, and you can chat to the team because we talked to about the gardening slot, and a lot of these places, all of them have got brilliant professionals in there that can answer all of the intricacies of your questions as well too. So get on down. So if you're a forecaster, especially one of the top forecasters in Ireland, you can sort of get a reputation of being a bearer of bad news in our part of the world. But Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather joins us now, and maybe the mood might be a little bit different, at least in the short term. And look at all those tents behind you, Alan O'Reilly. Are you at Electric Picnic? How are you getting on?
How are you doing, Greg? Yeah, I'm at Electric Picnic. I'm in the Pink Moon, so the tents are a little bit more organised than you might see in the general campsite. But yeah, it's lovely, and the sunny spells are coming down here, so it's lovely.
It's big news for that festival. We'll talk about it because there's a lot of people be travelling down. The one thing you can't predict with a big outdoor event is the weather. Are they going to get lucky?
We have a risk of some very heavy showers today. They're going to be localised. They're going to be very heavy. So if we can miss those, we're going to be okay. But there is a risk of a heavy shower today. But then once we get into the weekend, it's looking great. Really, for all parts of the country. Now, Donegal might see a little bit more cloud maybe than some other areas. A little bit of patchy low cloud, maybe drizzle possible in the northwest. But generally, I think it's going to be a good weekend. Temperatures getting up to 21, 22, maybe even 23 degrees by Sunday. So, for festival goers here, it's going to be a cracking weekend. But right across the country, it's going to be a great weekend. And then as we head into next week, that little ridge of high pressure, back to school weather looks like it's going to stay with us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Possibly some showers moving up Thursday, Friday. But I think we might even stay dry, especially in the northwest, for right into Friday. And believe it or not, even getting up to 25 degrees in Donegal by probably maybe Wednesday. So,
are you sure that you're not? What are you drinking down there, or what, are you on something? What do you mean?
No, I haven't had
25 degrees in Donegal. You're
honest to God, yeah, it's going to get up to 23, 24, might even touch 25 degrees. We have Storm Franklin, or Hurricane Franklin, to tank, actually. It's steering up some high pressure to give us that back-to-school weather that everybody talked about. It's becoming a real thing, I think.
And come here, who are you looking forward to seeing, Alan?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's kind of one of those things where I go to the smaller stages and find loads of different things. Billie Eilish on the main stage, probably have to catch a bit of that, to be fair, and it'll be a lovely evening here. It might be 9 degrees in the tent, so I might have to put on the woolly hat to keep me warm.
I have no sympathy for you. Get out, enjoy yourself, Alan. Thanks so much. Lovely to see you. Cheers. Take care of yourself. Alan O'Reilly of Carlo Weather live there at Electric Picnic. Were you a huge concert goer, Fionnuala? Yeah, did you do the festival scene much?
No, to be honest, they were kind of after my time anyways. Mm. I have a couple of family members now that are heading down there as well. One of my cousins is a guard and he's working down... He's working down there. I'm like, oh, God.
Because the people you've seen live at the Who's Who, like, I mean, it's all the greats, all the legends.
Oh, yeah, no, we always, we had a thing that we missed the Walrus of Love. He came and then, and we wouldn't go and see him because he passed away. And we didn't go and see him because it was on in Vicar Street on Valentine's Day. And then he passed away shortly afterwards. So we said we'd never miss anybody again. So, yeah, I've seen Barbra Streisand and Pavarotti.
You've seen Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston.
Billy Joel. Else have you seen? Elton John?
Oh, I've seen Elton John two or three times.
Yeah. George Michael?
Celine Dion. Saw George Michael once, yeah. Madonna.
I mean, see what I'm saying? Michael, you know what I mean? You festivals?
Tom Jones.
No. Awesome.
No. I only started going to concerts. I only started going to concerts.
Take that 11
year,
times.
So.
Yeah, it was never.
Sorry,
yeah,
we've set her off now.
I know. Well, it pulls me onto the thing because the new Take That music is on Amazon.
Who's the best?
Oh, I absolutely... Oh, it depends.
No, doesn't. Who's the best?
I know it actually does because you see lots of different things. Like
no,
I went
it
to see Bob Dylan and Bob went to see Bob Dylan and Bob Dylan was great. You know, he's a genius
Dylan.
And you're sitting there. But it was like four songs in before we worked out who on stage was Bob Dylan. Because he wasn't even turned.
That's a you problem.
Is that, yeah, is that, a, that no, says more about you.
It was everything. He wasn't even facing the stage. But went to see, you know, went to Barbra Streisand was amazing.
Could you spot her on the stage?
Rod Stewart,
can I ask a question? Is Barbra Streisand alive?
Yes.
Yes.
See, I have this awful thing, and I mean this with no disrespect, that sometimes when celebrity passing is announced, it's like a double emotion because initially it's like, oh, they're alive. Mm. And then, oh, no, I just found out they're dead.
Yes, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, no, I know
some
you
of
haven't
them
heard
that
from
are
them in
yeah,
a while.
So long. Kevin from Dunlow, before I forget, International Cinema Days on Saturday for just €4. So last chance for Barbenheimer. Watch Barbie afterwards, it'll soothe the brain. I saw Camp Theatre last week, thoroughly enjoyed it. Hadn't realised it was written by The Bear's Molly Gordon and her childhood friends. They'd something similar when growing up and clips of them when younger.
Okay.
Still savouring the bear. If you get past the seven fishes and family, Richie finds his purpose in next episode, Forks, and throw in some Tate too. Not bad. Regarding Sound of Freedom, Corey Feldman mentioned something similar and probably Weinstein too, that a long time ago on the LLS as he was a child star in Hollywood, Kevin and Dunlow. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You've got Mel Gibson threatening to blow the whistle and all of that, and that kind of all feeds into it. All right, okay, I'll get to you. Right, we've done that. So we've done Sounds of Freedom.
Yes.
Shall we stick with cinema because it's cinema day?
Sure.
Did you both go to see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? Another incarnation of it?
It's the seventh one in the franchise, but it's a reboot. It's a fresh start.
The problem is, though, it's turtles.
It is turtles. I had never seen any of the movies.
The world's moved on.
I
had never seen the movies. I saw the trailer. The trailer looked good.
Someday we should take this show to Leitrim just to find out.
What was going on, yeah. And wasn't I excited? I was like,
very
we got to see
excited.
This. So I really wanted to see this and I was not disappointed. It's a very funny animated movie and the style of the animation, it's a rough hewn sort of style. And it looks great. It's different. Yeah,
it's like, very comic book.
Yeah.
Actual.
Okay. Yeah, it's very different. Yeah.
So they're not going for the
smooth or it's not 3D or a commuter.
You know, no, the way
they're
the
not
last
in real
ones
world.
Done,
or
actually,
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No.
No. It's all. It's a cartoon.
It very much looks like a comic book sometimes brought to life. This movie has been embraced. Critics have embraced it. It's got 90 something from critics. It's got 90 something from audiences here. 97 from critics. 91 from audiences. You have Seth Rogen, so it's a Seth Rogen movie. He's the guy behind it. He talks about it quite openly.
There is not one film where he doesn't make a joke about drug use.
Yes.
Does this film conclude without any reference to drug use?
I think there is, yeah, because it's quite, yeah.
Nothing that stands out the way he normally
does. Yeah, not normally.
Nothing that stands
out. But Maya Rudolph is John Cena. Ice Cube is brilliant in this. Jackie Chan is really good in this. Great voice cast. It looks amazing. And I found it hilarious. That was my review.
You had never seen one before.
I had never seen one before, so it was all new to me.
She's seen many.
She was able to tell me. She was able to tell me what the film she's got wrong.
It was like a turtle and a half shell.
You've obviously seen a couple of them as well.
There's been so many proliferations of it, like between the TV programs movies and the whole thing. And I've probably seen them all at one point or another. Definitely think I've seen all the movies. It's very nicely done. I do think the way that the drawing
is
and
a bot coming here.
Yes, there
is.
It's very nicely done. The cartoon, you know, the drawing and that kind of thing. It reminds me, and obviously I don't know enough about it, but it's that more kind of Japan looking style of the cartooning. You know what I mean? It's not as you say, they're not anthropomorphizing them, kind of making them more human-y sort of thing. They're more bringing the humans into the cartoons. The only thing I will say about it is that it's the exact same story.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so you've seen this, like this is something if you have watched it over the years. Now, kids coming along probably haven't seen it.
And me.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would sort of fall into one side. I know my 11-year-old nephew would have known about them, but I doubt the 4-year-old does. You know, so I think it's probably going to bring a whole new generation back into the fold again, and it's got the...
And the thing about this movie too is that the producers of this movie, it's part of the deal. The movie is in the cinema, but they've also been confirmed and greenlit for a 2-season TV show. So this look, I mean, not the same voice cast, but this show now will lead to a TV series.
Yeah. It'll be an interesting movie where to go with series. It because it you know, in the past, it's always been very kind of jokey and funny. You know, there's always been that... There's much less of that in this slightly darker edge to it. Now, not in any way that you wouldn't let kids watch it or anything.
I know exactly what you're saying.
But just in comparison to the previous ones,
The big monster is quite, you know, dark.
Right. Yeah. So scary. What would you give it out of 10, Mr.
I'd give it a good old 8 because I laughed and I was like, I want to see more.
All things considered, with all the caveats, Fionnuala, what would you give this film out of
10? Oh, you'd definitely give it a 7 or an 8. Like, they did a good job of it. It's really good. It would bring new people into it. It's just... As I said, you're kind of watching it going, I've seen this movie before.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much indeed to Michael and Fionnuala Leddy and all of you who listened to the show. Congratulations again to our €10,000 and thank you to all of you who took part in that wonderful competition over the last number of weeks. Please tune in between 12 and 2 on Sunday, all being well. The plane takes off and lands. We're going to be broadcasting live from London. There'll be some exclusive online content before that. So set the notifications on Highland Radio News and Sport on Facebook and Highland Radio Ireland on YouTube for some exclusive pre-show content. And then I'll be back with you on Tuesday. Don't listen for me on Monday. Have a lovely weekend. Stay tuned. John Breslin's live from Chrysler after these.